One of the most frustrating parts of my job is when we have to put out fires that have been put out before, that have been addressed before and discussed. Now, I understand that a large portion of my job is to interact with questions, problems, concerns that the public has with the city operation and the city in general. I believe that's my job, to communicate downward with my department heads and upwards with the commission when that communication is needed. That's my job. My first step is to investigate, to call back. I'll always take a number. Hey, let me take a look at this. I'll call you back with my answer. And we look into it. So that's part of my job. But there's a lot of fires that are started out there, especially in the media. People try to take advantage of that. That are fires that are either old, have already been put out years ago, or they're just trying to drum up issues and problems within the city. For example, the issues with our current chief of police that were resolved. The chief of police was exonerated, but that took hundreds of hours of my time to investigate, to look into that, of something that had already been investigated in and already looked into. And this is a distraction to moving the city forward. It creates a great cost to the city because everybody involved has to then create reports, look into it, make sure that something that they didn't miss isn't there. It's just a redundancy of the investigation that has been made. I don't have any problem with people complaining to me. I don't have any problem with people expressing concerns, giving us information about problems that they've seen. That is part of what makes our city better. It's when people don't do this to try and make the city better. They have alternative motives to try and hurt or destroy or tear down the city and the government that the people of Valley City need to survive. And that's where I have a problem with it. It's a fine line, but we're going to work through it together.